Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to our very first episode. Wow, this is, I can't believe it. We're here already. This is Supergirl Talk. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about the teaser trailer that was released yesterday, just a day ago. I just, probably like 20 minutes ago, I watched the trailer once again, and it's already at 2.9 million hits already. I want to know your reactions. I'm sure you've seen a lot of YouTube videos of other people watching the teaser, but I really want to know about your reaction, so please call in at 516-418-5512. It's always a party here. You know, you don't have to be a Supergirl fanatic or expert, because I'm sure, as you probably heard in my other podcast, I'm no expert at all. But I'm a fan. And let me give you my first reaction. It's a teaser, so it's I trust the creators of Arrow and The Flash, so I'm going to, I'm embracing it. So I'm like, yes, there are some parts where total comic book moments and also new twists to characters, from Jimmy Olsen to Claire Grant. Yes, so that's a new twist there. And also, you notice how they never say Superman? What's up with that? I mean, are they going to go throughout the whole season not saying Superman? Huh. Wonder why. Wonder if there's a legal issue there. But yes, call in. Our number is 516-418-5512. This is the first show for Supergirl. Let's see who is our first caller on this very first show, from area code 239. Who is this?
Kal-El of Krypton. Can't believe my cousin cut me out of of the show.
Right? She didn't even give you a shout-out, bro.
Yeah. Hey, it's Matt from Florida. What's up? I thought I'd throw in
what's
that
up,
funny
man?
Insult with the Supergirl writers. I caught that trailer right after the finale of Arrow on the Emergency Awesome video. It looks pretty good. It should be on during the summer break.
Yeah, but apparently not. Trailer. I think it premieres in either October or November of next fall.
But
so we'll just have to wait.
Hot.
There was a lot of cute moments,
she's
right?
Dorky.
She's, she definitely plays the geeky, oh, I'm getting coffee, and then we get the heroic, she knows how to play it. And then she's a pretty cute girl.
Cat Grant again.
Was a little scary. Did you see the face? Oh, my gosh. It's like, it's like plastic surgery.
Cat Grant again, though. I mean, I had my thrill. I mean, I had enough of her on Smallville, but at least it's not that annoying cat sound.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Smallville.
Oh, I remember those podcasts. That's all we would talk about.
Yeah.
Can someone please kill Cat Grant? All right, we have another caller, Matt, from air code 469. Welcome to the first show of Supergirl Talk.
Joe from Krypton.
What's up?
Hello, Joe?
Another Kryptonian. Welcome back, sir.
The one and only Kryptonian.
Hello, father.
Hey, you see, your father's here, Kal-El.
Yeah, this is Kal-El. Can't believe I'm not.
Wait, we have two Kal-Els. That's like two multiverses.
Uh-huh.
Kal-El.
Crazy. You guys are blowing my mind. What Earth are you from, Joe from Krypton?
I'm Earth 1, man. I'm the original, baby.
Ooh, he said it just like that. What about you, Kal-El?
Earth 2, by the way, I'm
two?
Earth 2, alternate Earth. I'm finally getting a new PS3, by the way. My dad's getting me in.
Awesome.
All
right, Joe,
yet.
Your first reaction to watching the episode, the teaser that they released this week?
It's kind of split down the middle with a lot of people online, but I happen to like it a whole lot. I think it looks a lot
it's
of fun.
Surprising.
It has a Lois and Clark kind of cheesiness feel to it, and I kind of
work. I was telling these people when I was describing it, I'm like, you know, I'm afraid it might go that way. So, but you know what? I'm trusting them. I'm like, go ahead. I'm trusting you.
We kind of need that with Flash and Arrow, the kind of shows that they are. We kind of need that cheesiness. I think it'll be good for the universe.
Yeah.
And I heard it's going to be airing at the same time as Gotham.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that for sure. I want to get another caller in from area code 609. Who is this?
Speed Force Frank, how's it going?
What's up, Speed Force Frank? Give us your gut reaction after watching the teaser of Supergirl, first look.
He hated
okay,
it.
So I'll give you my reaction. When it was starting to play, I was excited.
Joe already answered it.
And as you kept on seeing the scenes with Cat Grant and her, I was just like, okay, all
right.
Kind of boring. But
you like another
that,
CBS
like,
show? Yeah, okay.
No, it was when the action was happening, I was happy. But when there was dialogue, it just felt like, it just felt flat to me. I don't know what it was. I mean, they didn't even show the two most other important people, which is Dean Cain and the, I forget the other one, the other girl's name,
Helen Slater.
I mean, come on, that is Joe.
Last I heard about them, their cast wasn't released yet. Did they release who they're playing?
Yeah, they're her foster parents.
Oh, the foster parents. Okay.
Yeah, they're.
I didn't know that.
Mr. and Mrs. Baver or whatever, Danvers or whatever.
Danvers.
But like
I said,
when I was watching, it just the trailer itself. The trailer itself didn't make sense. Everything was like mixed around. It just
felt it's a teaser. It's not supposed to make sense. A trailer, then you know.
Well,
now we're talking about okay, where was the plot points? Where were the teaser is like, hey, this is our stack of cards. Take a look.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's a bad stack of cards to show people up first. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get them interested. I'll tell you one thing.
Well, I'm glad you called Speed Force, Frank, because we definitely want that other perspective of opinion. So I'm sure majority Kal-El and Joe from Krypton and I are embracing it. We're like gung-ho.
Absolutely.
I'm excited that there's another super show. Once Smallville ended, we're kind of like, oh, man, what do we do now? And I think this is almost going to pick up where that Smallville audience was left behind, where they didn't want to go into the Dark Arrow show or the Dark Gotham show or maybe just don't get the Flash. They want their super, you know, hero. So I think maybe, and then with the female audience, you know, will they accept Supergirl? That's tough because I know the guys will be there. But do you think this will carry strong with the female audience? Let's go to you, Speed Force Frank.
Well, don't get me wrong. I want it to do well. But I think putting it on CBS, putting it on CBS is the wrong female audience. You got to put it. This would have been perfect for CW. It would have had a little bit of more of apologizing. Okay, we had our first season. We got a bunch of superheroes on this network. We'll just push it to the second season. I mean, this could be like, you know, 12 episodes and then done. Just finish the season and then cancel it. You know what I mean? They got to be very careful, especially on CBS. You know, regardless.
Yeah, because a big network CW. Like that is very demanding on, you know, on ratings and you know, no dips like Gotham. Gotham took a huge dip.
They just canceled CSI. Hello. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And how do you fill that hole? Yeah, you're right. Okay, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Do you think the female audience will come and embrace Supergirl, or do you think it's more geared towards men?
I absolutely think the female demographic will embrace it. I absolutely do. And I think we may be underestimating this show just a little bit. I think
I think a lot of women have been waiting for a female superhero to come on the small screen or the big screen. I think this is going to be a huge thing, and I think it's going to do well. I kind of see where you guys are coming from with the CBS thing about, you know, it's a big network, and you know they don't like dips or anything, but Supergirl has such a huge fan base. I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah. I'm sure the first year is going to be strong because everybody's going to be curious. You know, you've already teased us with all these action shots. I want to see how they get to them. Let's go to you, Matt. Do you think the female audience will come and support Supergirl, or do you think they'll just, you know, hiss at the Supergirl?
Well, I hope so. I extremely hope so. We get some girls watching this show. I mean, I think it's about time we get a female Supergirl show. I mean, about time. I mean, since Avengers.
On the Marvel side, a lot of people are complaining that Marvel is not really touching base well on the female side. So do you think this is one score for DC for stepping out and being the first?
Yeah, because for fanboys like me, for a fanboy like me, Joe, and Francesco, and you, we've just been, like, the DC TV, I can't believe it's already ending. I mean, Arrow just ended last night, and with Supergirl coming, I think that's going to hit it right there in the pilot. I mean, I'm really excited for that show. There's, like, going to be a whole bunch now to choose from. Supergirl, Gotham, Arrow, Flash, a whole bunch.
So many. Yeah.
A lot.
And then with the announcement of Legends also releasing.
Yeah, that trailer was amazing.
Their teaser.
Yeah, and now
tonight. So we'll be talking about that later. But Joe, I wanted to ask, going back to you, your thoughts on does DC have one score ahead of Marvel on the female edge of their properties, having their own series
or movie? I do kind of think they have the upper hand here doing this. They got one up on Marvel.
Do you think Marvel's going to look really close to this as you know, to see if it's maybe a smart move or not?
I don't know if they'll do that because they've got their own team and they've already got their plans set in motion. And I think they do have plans for a Ms. Marvel movie, but they're not doing anything with Black Widow or anything like that. So I think a Supergirl TV show gives DC the one up, and also a Wonder Woman coming out in 2017, right after Suicide Squad. You know, DC's really, I really think they have one up on Marvel. So I applaud them for pushing forward with the female superhero movie before Marvel did it.
Yeah. What about you, Speed Force Frank? Do you think DC has a one up on Marvel?
I think it does. In the television realm, also in the cinematic realm. I mean, we're just at the tip of the iceberg right now with the DC on cinema, but I think they are. I mean, like you said, just the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and that's the only show that they have. I know they renewed Agent Carter, but, I think that's a losing battle with DC right now because a lot of stuff is sticking. So, you know, we'll see what else happens. I mean, I'll talk about it later, but go ahead.
All right, cool. All right, so I'm going to do this. For some reason, on this system that Blog Talk Radio provides us podcasters, I can't stop and continue on the audio because I want to play a little bit of the trailer just so we could discuss and we could talk over it. So I'm going to put it pretty low. So, like, if you hear of a scene or of a dialogue that stood out, you know, let's talk about it. So we're kind of going to do like a commentary, if you know what I mean. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so feel free to jump in and say like, you know what, that was a funny line, or the music's cool here, or we're going to do an audio commentary,
really?
Literally.
Come on.
Hey, Jesus.
No. So we're starting with that. My name is Kara Zor-El. Are we cool with that? Every superhero starts with, my name is Oliver Queen. I'm Barry Allen.
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
I mean, I like it. What do you guys
think?
I like it. It's a DC signature now. I think it's for the TV universe.
I like it. And you know what? We're there watching that show because we want to see them.
Exactly.
So, Supergirl, they have her as a nerdy secretary that just fetches coffee and lays assists on laying people off. How do you guys feel? Do you think we should have had a stronger Zor-El or not too ditzy where it really looks like it's obvious? Let's go to you, Joe.
I kind of think so. I kind of think they should have made her a little bit of a stronger female. It has very much of a Devil Wears Prada kind of vibe.
Yeah. Hello? That's a good one. Good.
Yeah. But yeah, I do agree. I do think they should have made her just a little bit stronger. She's a little whiny. She kind of seems a little whiny, like, oh, I don't want to live the rest of my days here as an assistant. I'm like, oh, God, please.
And then, sorry to cut you off there, Joe, but we are at the point of Jimmy Olsen making his appearance. Matt from Florida, what do you think when she's holding the picture of the Man of Steel flying in the air?
That was pretty cool there, Easter egg Superman. But when she said, oh, you're that photographer from Daily Planet. Oh, my God. I was so pissed off when I saw Jimmy Olsen there. I mean, why are they having someone from Superman there if Superman is not even going to show up? Why?
We don't know that yet.
Well, we don't know yet. Yes. I'm keeping my hopes up. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's hear a little bit more of the trailer.
Oh,
this is when she's trying to leap and save the plane. I was blown away. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yes.
Speed Force Break, your thoughts on this?
Yeah.
I love that
part. Oh, that part was kind of funny.
And I love when she goes, come on. All right, Speed Force Greg, we want to hear your reaction.
Who is the mystery flying?
Let me lower it down a little. People were clapping at you.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Everyone will know about you, and you can't take that back.
I don't want to.
Media magnate Cat Grant of National...
So, what do you guys think about the sister knowing her... Her Kryptonian sister has superpowers. Let's go to you, Joe.
Woman, what do you think?
I kind of like it. It kind of moves things along. We don't have to say, stay in the dark so much. Like,
and you know what? I totally thought the same way because I was thinking of Smallville. 10 years.
It took a while.
Isn't the real problem?
Yes.
You?
Thank you for saying
that. I don't know how they're going to work in Alex Danvers becoming the female Lex Luthor. Like, how are they going to work that?
I don't want
That's going to be pretty sad that her own when her own sister turns on her.
Turns on her, yeah.
This is great news. I'm not gay. I'm her.
So this is the rooftop scene where she's telling the other guy, is he like a best friend or... what are your thoughts, Speed Force Frank? Who is this guy?
You're her. I don't know.
Her coffee boy? I don't know.
It's Stephen Amell.
It's Stephen Amell again. He's in all shows now. All right, so we go to the traditional, like I believe Joe or Speed Force Frank or even Matt. I think all of you guys mentioned something about a Lois and Clark moment. Was the whole train on scene of the costume. And I'm like, oh my gosh, please don't make this cheesy.
Yeah.
And then, it kind of reminded me of that.
They with this belly button version.
Yeah, it really has a Lois and Clark vibe, the TV show Lois and Clark kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, me too. I have that feeling too.
And then imagine it's gonna be a bigger vibe when Dean Cain shows up.
I know. It's gonna be so terrible.
You're gonna be like, oh, it is Lois and Clark. They fooled us. Mm-hmm. They tricked us.
Yeah. Imagine if Terry Hatcher shows up.
I don't really remember, guys. Did Lois and Clark premiere on CBS?
No,
it was
ABC.
ABC,
okay.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. I'm going to bring it up, and we're going to talk more about it.
I. And so do I. So what do we do now? First things first. You need to change. This is my life.
Alright, so cue the girl power music. What do you guys think? Well, the montage of them showing Supergirl flying everywhere.
That was cool, but I hate the song. I hate the song, the girl music. The song's terrible.
It didn't uplift you, Matt?
Yeah, it doesn't. I hate that girly music. They do that.
Yeah, well, okay, what about you, Speed Force Frank? Well, cueing the girl singing, you got the
It's trying too hard. I mean, come on. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of like Smallville music all over again.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to be different here. I'm going to be the one that says, you know what? It works.
Too.
For the show they're trying
like
to make,
it
works.
I like it. I like it too, man.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
All right, Joe, we got two for two now on the song and this moment where it's like, and kudos to the people who did the graphics. I mean, with the cape, and it just worked out really well, really well done.
I got to say to Matt, you got to be careful with your words there against the women, dude. You're going to piss off a whole lot of girls listening, dude.
Yeah.
You got to tread lightly, man.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll
be interesting to have a much more different Cat Grant, and I'm really
definitely
looking forward to this.
Now, were you guys bothered by the teaser not even saying once Superman? Let's go to the Speed Sports Frank. Let's start with you. Did that bother you? They kind of went around it many times. But are you okay with that, or do you think it's going to annoy you if they do that throughout the whole season?
Well, this is a situation. Batman and Superman are DC's moneymakers, more Batman than Superman right now. And you would think that they would just completely say his name up and down that trailer or whatever it is just to get people interested. They're always scared to mention Superman or Batman. It's just ridiculous. Always.
Yeah, when they should just say, hey, Superman's my cousin. People are going to be like, what? There's a Superman show or what? And, you know, I don't know why. Just don't know why. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Were you bothered that they didn't say Superman at all, not once?
Yeah, that was very weird. And like, in the opening part of the trailer, we see Kara being sent to Earth by Zor-El and whoever her mom is, and saying that you are destined for greatness, and Jor-El and Lara have to be on Krypton because that's Kandor, where Zor-El is there. And I'm very ticked off that they did not bring up Superman.
Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder what's the reason why.
They don't want to say it because they don't want to have to promise people to see him later on.
Well, here's the thing.
My friend.
Here's why.
All right, let's hear from Joe. Joe, let's go to you. Did it bother you?
No, it didn't. You know, I loved the references, the vague references to Kal-El. I loved it.
Yes.
But I think the reason why they didn't really say, and I don't think they're not going to say his name throughout the season or series. I think they eventually will. And they were casting for a body double Superman, so I think eventually we will see him. But I think in this,
do you think it was
that silhouette shot,
that body double?
I don't know, but I think in terms of this trailer, I think the reason they didn't say his name is because they didn't want to discredit Supergirl in her own show. You know, they wanted her to stand on her own merits. So it was just like, look, this is Supergirl's time to shine. You know, it's her time to shine. We're not gonna badger the teaser with Superman references. Just for the sake of doing it to make geeks go, ooh, they said Superman. You know, so it's kind of like vague references. I think it was perfect the way they did it.
Don't ever say it worked for me too.
But I was just like, they didn't say it once. But it's fine.
Hey, how about this? They'll never say his name on that TV show.
Probably not.
What?
Yeah. Well, they did.
Yeah,
they did say it in the trailer, in the teaser. She said Kal-El.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
but that's Kal-El.
So that is his name. They did say his name.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the real name.
I don't think it's a legal issue because they wouldn't be able to use Supergirl if it was a legal issue. Because if it's a legal issue with Superman, then you can't use none of the super character names. You know, they're off limits. So obviously they have the right to use Superman's name series. You
know, probably just don't want to pay the Schusters just to put his name back on the TV show.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
Huh. We soon shall see. Just a little brief history of Supergirl. She first appeared as Super-Girl in Superman issue number 123 back in August 1958, and also in Action Comics number 252 on May 1959. Created by Otto Bender, he was the writer, and then the artwork was Al Pastino and Kurt Swan. So there you go. Other renditions of Supergirl, Kara Zor-El, and she was also the Matrix. Linda Danvers is her alias, and Cersei L, also Power Girl, and Orilla Kent. So there you go.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Arrow started this, right? The Arrow, the show?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we got The Flash.
By the way,
then,
it was a great finale last night. I watched it today. It was so good. I loved it.
Oh, nice.
And what my problem is why do you think CW passed on Supergirl when they already have two heroes on there?
Very good question. It might be budget, or maybe no room on their slate. I mean, there's so many variables.
Yeah, but I mean, like, come on, and it's the same guy that is doing the other two. Very
right.
Tricky.
I mean,
I
for me, it's
like
a sure bet. If you're betting on your own show to be successful, two for two. Come on, let's go. One more.
Well,
I'm with
maybe
you.
They're a little. They may be a little overcrowded at CW, but let's not forget Warner Brothers owns both CBS and CW. CW is a partner between WB and CBS. That's where the C and CW comes from. It's part of CW.
The merging
so they didn't
of
necessarily
the two.
Pass
yeah.
on. Yeah, it's the merging of Warner Brothers and CBS. So it's basically, essentially, it's the same company. The same thing.
Well, not really. I mean, because they're even when they talk about doing crossovers, they're like, well, we don't know. CBS doesn't want to do it right now. So they're really not that connected. They're still separate.
Yeah, they're not that connected,
you know what I mean?
but they do share the channel. They do share it.
I read that they were going to connect them.
But they're not overstacked. Do you know how many people and villains and superheroes they just put into DC Legends? That show is jam-packed.
Just because everything's not on CW doesn't mean it's going to be a fail, though.
Right,
yeah,
and that's what a lot of people were saying about Gotham, and that reminds me, the Gotham and Supergirl time slot, that is crazy. Of course, they're different networks, so they have to compete, but man, I'm sure DC and Warner Bros. Are like, why are they doing that? Your thoughts, Joe, on the airing at the same time, Supergirl and Gotham. I'm sure, you know, I love Gotham, but I think this is the last nail in that coffin.
I'm kind of there with you guys on that one. I do kind of think, I wish CBS would have put Supergirl on right after Gotham or right before it. That way they could kind of piggyback off of each other. I do kind of think it was a bad strategy to put him on at the same time, the same time slot.
It's gonna be brutal, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully they can coexist because it's two different audiences.
So.
You know, Gotham is not the girly, you know, sunshine girl. You know, what is she wearing? You know what I mean?
Well,
hairstyles.
Well, hopefully they could coexist. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I agree with you. But let me ask you a question. Do the ratings, I mean, I know they matter, but do they matter as much as they did 10 years ago? We have DVR now. People don't watch things live anymore. They record them and watch them later. I mean, they take all that into
account. Yeah, well, see, that's why it's more important now because of that DVR. They want the live hits. So the more people that tune in at that time, they get that right away. The DVR ratings come probably a week or so later, which is too late for them because they want to report high ratings on the show as they progress to the next episode.
Well, it also comes with advertising. I mean, when you do DVR stuff, you just blow right through it. But the live hits, like you were saying, like that's what matters because people have to watch those advertisements.
They have to watch the commercial, And that's what advertisers count on because they say how many live hits, were for this show because they know that those people cannot forward and they have to sit there and watch my commercial that I'm paying you to air.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, it's a crazy world. All right, well, thank you so much, guys, for calling in to the very first show of Supergirl. It went by so quick. I want to thank Matt from Florida, also Joe from Krypton. Give us a shout-out, sir.
I just want to say this is going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to November so we can have another one of these. Guys, if you're listening out there, please call in and chat with us. We need more. We need a female's perspective.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some of my friends to call in, my female friends over here, and just call in to see. I'm going to try to make them watch Supergirl.
Well, let me go ahead and tell them this before they call in. No, they probably do not read comics, Francesco.
Probably not, yeah, no. Francesco has left the building. All right, thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right, good night.